Tuesday, August 4th, 6 p.m. I call this meeting the Taunton Select Board to order. First item up is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approval of the July 7, 2026 regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Citizens' concerns.
It's not a concern, but I just wanted to quickly request from the, my name is Molly Atwater, I'm the new practice manager at Concord Health Center. And I was hoping to get approval for our turkey trot race at Concord Health Center this fall on Thanksgiving Day. I think we're anticipating about 100 people to participate, and we would be on Brook Road probably from 8:30 to 9:30.
No problem with that. Molly's had that. Pretty nice. Yeah. Sounds good to us.
I'll send insurance, proof of insurance to the town clerk's office.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Just give it to me.
What's that?
Oh, I was talking to Linda. I was just telling her, just forward it to me after she gets it.
Thank you all. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Out my report. I just need have one action item that I need from the board. General election will be held on Tuesday, November 3rd. At that time, I'd like to have the names of the justices of the peace put on the back of the ballot. It's a state requirement to come to you for approval because they're mailing all the ballots. So I would like a motion to allow me to the ballots on the back, so put the JPs on the back of the ballot. And we have 7 people this year who are in this.
I'll move.
There
you go. Motion second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, August primary, that's going to be on Tuesday, August 11th, 10 to 7. There are 3 ballots for the primary, and you only vote on one. I've sent out 31 absentee ballots, and I have 11 to be returned. And 3 dogs. There have been 278 dog licenses issued so far this year. Susan has sent out the second delinquent dog letter, and people are coming in. We have 14 dogs left to register, not counting any that haven't been registered. Animal Control Officer James Zhang reported a dog bite that occurred on Baker Lane at Shadow Lake. The dog was from Tennessee visiting and did have its rabies shots. The person that was bit did come into the office this week, and they are doing well. Another dog incident, an unlicensed dog was picked up out of the road by James and taken to Riverside Rescue. They gave the dog a rabies shot, and the person had to get the dog licensed before they would release it to him. So that has happened. And last item, I've had a few people come in to express thanks to the road crew. They're doing a wonderful job fixing holes that have come up, and Dane's taking care of it. So I just kind of wanted to express that. And that is it for me.
Report. Thank you.
July warrants are on the table there for anyone who would like to review them. I emailed the monthly financial reports to everyone last week. We received a supplemental highway payment and just over $3,200, so that was a nice little extra amount into the highway fund. My tax sale has had to be postponed another month. There were some law changes. I can't remember if it was last year, maybe the year before, because I didn't have a tax sale last year. It's not enough for me to contact them and say they need to come in and make an agreement. I have to send them what I believe is a reasonable agreement, and they either sign it and abide by it, or they do nothing, and then I can send it to tax sale. So I have now sent an agreement to every person on that list, and I'm just waiting for that 30-day window to close before I can do the tax sale. But Carolyn Greaves has said that she will do our tax sale for us again this year. The Roger Collins estate, things are moving slowly. I visited the property. It is a disaster, to put it lightly. Yeah, the home is worthless. It was had been open, animals had been in there. There is urine and feces, and it's destroyed. And I don't think it was in good shape to begin with. I believe he was a hoarder. So yeah, I published notice to creditors, and I've got to research some possible beneficiaries, but it's moving, just moving slowly. And I would like to set the tax rate tonight, so.
Before you do that.
Yes.
That property that you've been talking about, is that going to end up with our ownership or?
Well, I hope not.
It'll
have to be sold as is. I don't believe it's even safe to go in the building, and it would have to be bulldozed that way. But I don't think that we should pay for that. I think we should sell it as is, and there are people who do that. So that's, you know, I mean, it's a 3-acre parcel of land. So I assume there's a septic there. Yeah, I mean, it's a home that's been there for several years. What shape it's in, I don't know. But again, I'd sell it as is. East Concord, West Thomas Road.
Okay. Slightly off the beaten path, so
it is. Yeah, for a village lot, it's not a bad lot, and it does cross into Lunenburg. There's a small portion of the land.
Jim knows the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, that house was there when I was a kid.
So I have a worksheet for you all on the tax rate. Cover sheet is what I need from the meeting tonight. The back sheet is the actual calculation I made, if you're interested in seeing it. The good news is that the tax rate, the board accepts it, is actually down almost 12 cents for a non-homestead property, and a little over 10 cents for a homestead property. So that's good news. With a grand list that's down, that's good news.
Yeah. Grand list is down?
Yes. Yes, your grand list is down.
Line.
There was a big chunk from the power line. The local agreement is up a little bit. The Moose River Lodge came off as an exempt property because that was sold, but veterans exemptions are up quite a bit from last year. More than 100,000 more than last year, 120,000 more than last year. So that's what was pushing that rate.
when you're ready, I'll move on item two.
So what do you need us to do? Just approve the rate?
Those that are highlighted, three items. Number one, I need a motion to set those two tax rates. Number two, we need to talk about penalty. And three, I need your permission to create and mail bills.
I make a motion that we give up the municipal tax rate, the municipal tax rates that's stated here on item number one.
I'll second it.
All right, we get a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 I'll third my motion for number two.
Second that.
Motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That motion is to assess the penalty or to not assess the penalty?
Move to assess.
Assess the penalty.
Assess the penalty.
Okay.
Yes. This is 2016.
In 2016, the board started assessing, but you did not assess it in 2020. And that's something that you vote on every year. So,
from 2020 to 2020.
No, it's once a year. So in 2020, you did not assess it. Every other year you have.
Okay.
The comfort has.
So we don't have like a crap load of money out there waiting to build.
No.
Okay.
It is part of your bill. That penalty is assessed and is mailed with your bill. In 2020 was the pandemic year, and the board just said, nope, everybody's had too much else to deal with.
So now we're saying, you gotta pay now.
So if you don't file your homestead, you get a penalty. If you file a homestead and you shouldn't have, you get a penalty. That's what. This is the late homestead. Yes, you do. Yes. But this penalty is for late homestead. So I get my tax bill and I'm like, oh gosh, it's showing non-homestead rate. I'm going to file now. There's a penalty for that, for not filing it by the April 15th deadline.
I understand.
And the town gets to keep that penalty.
All right. So we got a motion and a second to assess the late homestead penalty. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And item number three.
Don't you already do that?
It is a responsibility of the select board, so you need to delegate that responsibility. It always says me, then me, but I need authorization to do that.
I'll make that a motion for the record.
One second.
Motion and a second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good report.
Thank you, Ms. Archer.
And item number four.
First off, the crossroads culvert is all in. We've had the road open for a few days, but we're going to close it down again tomorrow morning for a few hours. It'll be paving, and then they'll be cleaning up Thursday and Friday, probably. Probably shouldn't have the road closed anymore after that. So that'll be one project out of our way. As far as the speed limit issues, I think Susan's been dealing with that more than I have. It sounds to me like lowering the speed limit because somebody's already going over the speed limit isn't really a good idea anyways.
Well, I noticed, it's about ATVs annoying, and I noticed that there is a 15 mile an hour ATV speed limit, right?
Yeah.
At the entrance of the road. And I guess if I was going to have any thoughts about it, I'd suggest that maybe we get the club to put another one down a little bit further.
Yeah.
And both ways, before they get to the residence.
Yeah, because lowering our actually speed limit, we still have to go through the traffic study, which she's been hunting for, and MBDA will do it, but it's quite a
chore. And for the amount of traffic, like, they want to check how many vehicles go on that road, and I'm like, I'm going to, you know, it's not many, but I told them
ATVs, there's no through traffic anyway.
Does tow ever sit out there? Whoever's on the tow board sit out there at some of these troublesome intersections? Because you just had one road closed. What was it, Johnson Road or whatever, down to the lake? I saw they closed that trail.
Oh, that was the only one.
Yeah.
It was posted on the Concord website where they said, thank you, and I won't say the guy's name, but it's now closed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing?
Yes.
That's a landowner.
Private property.
Oh, this is with the specific landowner asking us to lower speed limit.
No, this was a different land. Completely different.
I know a different landowner, but still, it's a landowner. They own land on both sides of that road, and they're ripping through there at a high rate of speed, and they're concerned. So wouldn't the tow people that actually maintain these trails, couldn't we talk to them and say, hey, can you set some people out there on the weekend and just let people know that you need to slow this thing down? Or is that just unreasonable?
I think Chad does do that. I'm not sure if he's still running that or not, but I know he's spoken with people who are abusing the system. So.
Is Chad still president of that club?
No.
Who is? Anybody know?
I don't know him. I have his phone number, but that's all. Yeah.
I guess maybe the signs are the way to go.
Should we reach out to the club and see if they would participate?
I see Chad pretty often. I can ask him who's running it.
You know what they did in Lunenburg and a couple of places on Baptist Hill is they've got sensitive area signs. And I don't know how that came about, but it's the club put them up there. Like, if the main speed limit is 25, but they've got sensitive areas by certain houses that are 15 miles an hour. But I think, you know, if the club wants the roads open, they're going to have to help us
control it.
Police it.
Keep it under control.
Right. I mean, that's a dead-end road and normal traffic.
Right.
There's not 10 vehicles a day unless a few people. How many houses is there out there? Four or five?
Yeah.
No more than that.
So I guess I'd suggest that the select board reach out to the club, these problem areas, and ask them to put up some better signage. And I don't know how much patrolling they can do, but
I think that would do as much good as anything. Separate signs saying sensitive areas, slow down.
The unfortunate part is
people are going to speed if they want to do anything.
The abusers are still going to abuse them.
That's doing as much as you can do, I think.
Well, they're doing it right on Route 2, same thing. Yeah. You know? But we can, you know, we got to try, and I think that's the simplest thing to start with.
Yeah. I would agree.
You want that emotion? Or consensus?
Consensus.
Sounds good to me.
So a consensus for Dane to talk to Chad.
Mm-hmm.
What's the consensus? Either we're...
I would suggest that Dane talk to Chad.
Okay.
If he sees him frequently and get a contact for the club president or whatever.
Yeah. See if we can get a sensitive area sign put up.
And maybe the guy, whoever's in charge of it, could come to the next meeting and tell them where the problem areas are. And
there's hundreds of them on the road in the town, right, Denny? Especially on the weekends.
That's about all I got, I guess.
Harold's doing some sidewalks, more sidewalks?
Yeah.
I think we could sweet talk them into doing a little cut up to the town hall. that handicap ramp is separated from the main grant step. And I only know this because I was in there the other day, and I went to go down it and tripped myself. So okay. Well, you got some concrete right here. If you could just kind of cut a pie shape and see if we can like sweeten that up a little bit before election and everything else, so if somebody doesn't trip going down the handicap ramp.
Yeah, I'll mention it to them and show them something.
Idea. Any progress with the Rothman Corner homeless project?
I think, is that coming up in executive session?
Yep, I think Dan's right behind you. Yeah, yes.
I wouldn't call it progress, I guess.
We'll leave on that note, I guess.
Yeah. All right, how you guys doing? Long time no see. So, okay, I've got 2 months of zoning on here since I was not present at the last meeting. So we had 12 new permits come through. I've got a couple now near the bottom of the list that I'm working on right now. Most of them, as you can see, are things like sheds, extensions of garages, replacing one mobile home with another, a few new construction houses that we got wastewater permits for. So, you know, just the usual suspects for permits. E911, no new address requests right now, but projects come down the pipe for them to me to just work on and get to them by next month. So I've got that in my review and underway. For violations and complaints, I just listed a few that are in the review right now for potentially communicating that they need to get some permits if they are doing these projects and we don't have any permits that were received prior to maybe my time here that might be on record. And then, of course, the big thing is the environmental court appeal for the pond. Just yesterday, I received two new notices from our town attorney's office that was from the court. Final pretrial conference been scheduled for August 10th via Zoom, and then a merits hearing scheduled the 18th and 19th, also via Zoom, and those look like they'll be all day for how long they're open. I'm not sure if they'll actually go that long. Our town attorney's been working with me, though, to help represent the town for the case. I'm not 100% sure if I'll be able to be present for both of those or if I'll need his assistance to be present on my behalf, but he has copies of all of my files on that case, and we've got an open dialogue for if he needs anything from me. I can make sure that he's got that for our representation. That's it.
I can go over some more of that stuff in the executive session too, but I'm not the court case.
I think we'd like to do that.
Okay. Fire department. No news?
I'd like to bring up one issue about the fire department. Morning of the Memorial Day parade, my understanding was they were going to have a fire truck in the parade, and they couldn't because the batteries were dead. And my understanding was that the fire chief went out and bought batteries and then got reimbursed. But I think...
Before or after the parade?
Well, I don't know.
The truck wasn't
in the parade. Well,
yeah, he didn't know that it wasn't going to start until it was time.
So, I guess my concern is, it could just as well have been a fire as a parade. And
absolutely.
I guess that we need a little better handle on the condition and availability of those trucks.
Do they have weekly or monthly maintenance meetings or anything? Anybody know?
Well, they have meetings, I think. Once a week, maybe, isn't it?
I think so.
I see them there a lot, and it seems like every other time I go by, there's some service truck or van or something there. And so that I think they're doing what they can, except that it's not good enough to keep them running or able to staff. I mean, I was concerned about that.
Did they report to us, or are they sprinting?
I'm not sure our chief is willing to put the time into doing the things that need to be done, but I'm not that on top of things either, so I don't know that.
Well, without getting into a personnel issue, I read the email about why the septic tank hadn't been uncovered yet. And
I can't believe that somebody doesn't know where that tank is.
Somebody does.
They do. They find
I'm
it.
I'm sure they do. I know. I don't know.
Somebody does. Just don't know who it is that knows.
Well, and it shouldn't be that hard to find the source.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the lack of trying to find it. It's the.
Do you need to look on the AR website, see if there's like a plan for that's on there that says where it's at?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Probably before they had websites.
Well, that was built after 1958, because 1958 was on fire. Ruined the block. And
to my understanding,
I don't know who the fire chief would have been back then.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that there's a map in the file cabinet down there. Again, I haven't seen it. I can't say that for sure.
Does anybody even know when the last time the pump was?
When Audra and I looked, we couldn't find anything for any billing. So, and I've been here, 13 years, and we couldn't find any bills, so I don't know.
I would predict, and I don't have any reason to know because I've been away from here for 50 years, but it's either the land behind the store, Spencer's building, or it's across the road on that little chunk of land that David Burke mows.
I don't think it's there.
I think
it's up there.
Well, Richard told him that there's
somebody with a, what do you call it, a magnet or
metal detector,
couldn't find it. Wouldn't you think so, Dan?
I think Richard said it's behind that storage shed somewhere,
that's,
I believe.
That's what I expected.
But I can try with a metal detector, but I just don't know if that's going to pick up all the steel mesh in the tank, too.
I'm you said sure behind you can, the store?
Behind
the storage shed.
The storage shed.
The gray
shipping
metal
container
that's down there?
Oh. Oh, it's not underneath it.
Hopefully they thought of that when they put that there. Maybe that storage shed isn't down there.
It's right there in that little chunk of land.
Are you friends with a plumber that might have a camera snake where they can just run down and see how far it goes until it gets to the septic?
Go ahead.
If you get like a plumber to do that, you can figure out how far it is.
Go ahead.
But didn't the chief just start his own plumbing business?
Got a cover somewhere.
Oh, really? That's what he does?
I thought that's what he did.
I see if he's got one of those camera snakes. See if he can find
the fire chief, she said.
I think.
He's a plumber.
I think he started his own business.
I'm not sure that's an animal resource.
Well, no, it's not, but that's what I mean. I can go down with a damn stick. It's not that hard. I found ours at home. It's not that hard.
Can I add to this discussion?
Sure.
I did have a citizen come in after the fire in East Concord, and she has since talked to the chief about it, but she was concerned about the dry hydrants, and his commentary was that they're looking at grants to try to, because I guess they couldn't get the water there. They had to go...
Grant way behind you, like, what are you talking about? That's
no, I'm starting to write this down. So, but I the
oh, all right.
I just kind of wanted, there was a citizen that, expressed concern, and I sent her.
The fire hydrants in East Concord were dry, and they weren't able to put out
No,
they're
fire. Called dry hydrants.
Right.
I don't
the
know
The pipe
anything
that goes into
it.
The brook.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Goes to the brook. The brook
is
there
one in East Concord?
Yeah.
But didn't they pump the water out while you were getting water?
Somebody said it. Somebody said it. How many times?
And there's plenty out there, right? I mean,
then I think they'd have a much bigger pump, or a little pump.
They went to,
when it's dry, it's You better find a good hole to get it in. Yeah. It's pretty sparse.
But that was just good. Yeah.
So Royal Flush still on?
That's what he said, that when we get it uncovered, he would just come back.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
You'll somehow find that.
I bet Bob Briggs knows exactly where it is, because I haven't seen one of his where it is yet.
I ain't sniff him out.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess, are we leaving that up to fire department? What are we doing with that?
I don't know. He's nasty to me, so.
Yeah, I know.
I can get out the metal detector to see if it tells anything.
Not a very Chinese thing. What's that?
All right.
On me.
Well, hopefully by next month we pump septic down.
Get it done before the winter rains come.
Yeah. Well, it might be a frost warning. You can follow to find it then.
There you go.
All right.
Good
day.
Okay, great. Yes. If I were to address what we just talked about with the fire department, would that be in the new business, or can I ask a question about that right now? Okay, having just heard that the fire department usually goes for their own grants,
mm-hmm.
Do we know how successful they are in obtaining grants when a volunteer group?
They always were successful before.
Okay.
I don't know if they've applied for any.
Okay.
Lately,
I'm just curious whether or not that should be something I start looking at, because if folks are, it sounds like handling a lot of other things that are coming up, perhaps adding grants to the top of that might not be the best way to get water into fire hydrants and the like. But I'm just floating that out there,
you could collaborate with the fire chief on that. I mean, I think that would be kind of important, because you don't want to go
absolutely. I don't want to step on anyone's toes, and I would only want to do something if it was helpful, but I also don't want to assume that we want those things rolled together, as opposed to maybe they're separate for a reason that I don't know.
Well, it would be nice if there are grants out there and nobody's going after them, and we find out that they could have gotten some stuff for that, just nobody has done anything on it. It would be a good thing to at least say, hey, what's going on down there? Because we don't know what they need either.
Right.
That's kind of their whole thing down there, is they know what they have for equipment and what they need, what's on the hit list, but if it doesn't come here, we don't really know what's going on either. So. Okay.
Susan, would you be able to help me with contact information?
No. Oh, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So let me talk about the last month. The first thing that I started on was the town hall, which is what we talked about me pursuing at the last meeting. And I have been working to fill out the VARI form, V-A-R-I. That is the first step in being registered on the Vermont State Historic Places. And I want to definitely thank Susan and Jason and Linda for helping me with lots of little pieces. How big is the building? What's it made of? But, you know, the sizes and odd little things that are going into this report. I was also up at the town hall today taking photographs, because they want current photos as well as historic photos, and it's coming together nicely. I'm hoping it should be submitted pretty soon. Let me see. Especially since the first grant of the season that's on my radar opened yesterday, and it is due October 5th. There's going to be some, I'm going to need to get some guidance on priorities. Apparently, like this grant, it's a $20,000 matching grant. The historic preservation, some things fit into the category, others don't. So I would need to know what kind of improvements we need other than painting the building. I know there was some talk perhaps about insulation or windows or something along those lines, but is that window replacement or repair or what? I just need some ideas, because
another big item is going to be the fire escape.
Yes,
yeah, that's going to be a big
one. Let me see, do I have that one?
I think
that
should be number one.
Yep.
Fire escape?
Well, and I was also going to say, if you need historic information, the Historical Society might be able to supply you with some, because they have all kinds of stuff upstairs.
I met Paula today, and I was up in the museum today as well.
Okay.
What a treasure. That's incredible up there. Yes, and I think actually that part is going to really fuel some of our applications, because we really do have a lot of solid historical information, and it's just a matter of gathering it and putting it into reports and getting it off. So that I'm excited about. Okay, so were we doing insulation or?
I have met with Buddy and Donald.
Okay, so you'll have some new business.
Him.
Okay.
And there is that one. They will match 75% up to $10,000 on insulating and weatherizing the main floor of the building, which would be the $10,000 amount, because that would be more than. I haven't got the price back from them yet, but it would be up to the $10,000 mark on that.
This one is definitely, they want to do historic preservation. I think our best shot would be window replacement and outdoor painting with this one particular brand, because when you replace windows, they say that the painting is necessary to the job, as opposed to maintenance if I'm not replacing windows.
Yep.
So if we have to do that, I can roll that into here. And it's $20,000 half matching, so the town would have to have $20,000 in hand at the time of, and we can't start on anything until we actually have been approved, otherwise they don't do it retroactively. So the one thing I'm going to have to try and think in 2-year blocks, because this one says if you get it this year, you can't apply for it next year, but you can apply for it the following year. If there's any other buildings or any other projects, we might want to hold this one for something else. And because if you take this one, there's also 5 other grants that I can't do that year. So I feel like I'm, you know, sliding around the puzzle pieces trying to figure out what we would be trying to do over the next 2 years, so I would know what to apply for with each grant, and not, I could maybe get the windows this year, but then all of a sudden I couldn't apply for those other 5 grants, which might feed something else that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if I could have a half hour of somebody's time who has a good idea of what our priorities will be in the next 2 years, I could start to see which grants I should apply for in the 2027 cycle, and which ones I hold off for until next August.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But otherwise than that, I think it's going well. Lots of good information. And I think we're going to have some pretty good chances. So this is a 1 in 3 chance on this, but they also take into account geography, and we in the Northeast Kingdom haven't asked these people for much. Right. So I think it's our turn.
Yeah. Good. Good. Everybody all good?
I'm good.
All right. Thank you. On the new business, health officer.
No news. I did repost it again, just to freshen it up on Facebook and everything. Still nothing.
No volunteers.
How about posting on notice to the health center?
I can, but I know they're. Well, yes, I can't. I will. I've also put it on the Concord Community Facebook. I put it on my own Facebook. I posted it like down at the post office, North Concord Post Office. It's here over at the town clerk.
All right. Well, I guess we'll keep going. Uniform update.
That'll be during executive session.
That's here, executive session.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Town buildings, septic, we've already gone over that. I did get the price. I think everybody saw that on sprucing this place up. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I printed it off for everyone also.
Now that's for the decking and the posts that are all rotted out and painting the trim.
Correct. Clean up these two sides. Repairing that post on the corner, adding two additional posts to support that upper floor.
How about the post over here?
Where it's crushed, that's getting in there and fixed. Stirring up the railings, painting basically the windows and all the anything exposed, any wood, anything that's not vinyl siding, getting scraped and painted. Upper gable, putting that little corbel back up, cleaning that up, painting it, patching a couple of boards up on the top part of the hallway.
Make this whole building a little bit more weather tight for the winter.
It will definitely, it will look a lot better. Fixing the crown mold, that's
make
all
it safe drooping. For people to use the walkways.
Yep. Shoring up the steps out back there, cleaning that up.
Basically, the posts there.
Yeah, wrapping up
the posts.
Yeah. Wrapping the bases of the post, getting rid of the MDF that's on there now. Scraping, priming, painting all out.
Less than 10,000 probably.
It's been 10 or 8.
It was 8,000, something like that. Yeah.
I'm all for making the building a little bit more presentable.
Absolutely.
I like making forward progress.
I don't personally know him. I met him last Friday. He seems capable. He used to work for Blake Jenkins. He's painted in the past.
He's insured, bonded the whole night.
Insured, yep. He's got insurance thing problem with him, so.
Need that in the motion?
You want to get it rolling, he can start right away.
Get it done.
Sounds like a pretty reasonable price if it.
If he's
everything done, then. Yeah,
I know somebody's looking for a house painter and they can't find them for 2 years.
And he's somewhere local, is up in Winterberg. He's like I said, seemed like a go-getter. Like he was actually, and he's the first person yet to give me.
I was just surprised at the price for the paint because I just bought a 5 gallon bucket of paint.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, where's he getting his paint from?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we employ, what's his name?
Brian Kimball.
To do the painting and upkeep.
Paint and repair work and whatnot.
Repair the work and on the municipal building from the mountain up to see what's the amount?
$8,077.31. He does require a down payment of $3,500 before the work starts.
All the paint.
And where are you paying it from?
And it's.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you going to pay that from? Because it is not budgeted. You have a building maintenance, but you—that's just your budget—is what it costs to maintain the budget's buildings during the year. You have a town building fund that is a reserve fund that requires a motion in order to spend those funds is what I'm trying to.
Where do we normally take that money from?
When you don't budget something, you take it from a reserve fund.
Obviously this stuff isn't budgeted.
Yeah. So your town building fund.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what the building fund is for.
But you need to make it in a motion that you're going to take it from that building fund. Anytime you spend money in a reserve fund, it has to be at an open meeting with a motion.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to take the money from the town building fund for the repairs that need to be made in the amount of
$8,077.39.
Is that in it?
Yes.
I will second that motion.
I got a motion, a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And are you going to need anything from him to start with?
Yeah, I'll send out the contract and everything on Thursday.
Okay.
And I'll actually email it to him because he actually rented the pavilion in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And he said, let's just do it by email.
What's that?
Because his mail, I guess, does not get to him.
Oh. And it would be nice if you could give me some sort of invoice for that down payment. Or does that proposal have the down payment that he wants?
It says, yeah.
So if I can get a copy of that
yeah.
to use as an invoice for...
Yeah.
Yeah, mine.
I can do that.
Anything else on town buildings that were need to be covered?
I have one quick question.
Yep.
While I was at the town hall today,
mm-hmm.
the propane tank
mm-hmm.
in the wheelchair.
In the handicap ramp?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Okay.
What is going on with that? That was just a temporary place, wasn't it?
Well, it was a temporary, and then I think I don't know if it was you or Chris. Said, well, just leave it. So I don't know. Whatever the board wants to do. If you want me to move it,
yeah,
I'll have it moved.
Well, the space is about
yeah, we're going to be hosting
it for an election.
Yeah.
I think
in another week.
I don't know where they can move it to because it's on the east side of the rest of it. And I don't know if it has to be a certain different distance from a telephone pole or.
No, it just has to be a certain distance from the windows.
Because tucked up near that pole would be my. And kind of force people to go around to the handicap ramp.
Yeah, because
two tanks, if they're one of them empty, I presume.
Yeah.
And the other one is
no. They run two different.
Run on each side. There's always been two tanks there. Yeah.
But the one on the other side, I don't think they can move because unless maybe Dane or but that's right on the town line.
The other side isn't bad anyway. This one's just it makes the handicap ramp not handicap accessible.
And just move it out of the way.
Yeah, I would say if they can get it outside of the ramp.
Okay.
Especially.
Tell Harold he was supposed to do that.
What's that?
I'll just tell Harold he was supposed to do that.
That's right. Yeah.
Check the escalator. Move it out of the
way. Well, it's in the cement for the door.
Yeah.
The door.
All right. Anything else? Town buildings in. Cemetery committee? Trees, no response.
No, nothing.
I wish you'd give a follow-up letter to this.
Certified.
Letter.
Executive session.
Second.
Motion second. All fair side.
Aye. Aye.